3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Having Alex Strolf on the program because he's taken, as Tausch would like to say, a lot of shrapnel, albeit maybe self-inflicted shrapnel. It's shrapnel nonetheless edition. The I do know we are having our Bucks buddy, which means we get this here green and growing. Justin Garcia scheduled to appear at 10:30 edition. And the woo, some media beef at the Combine. People always love media on media crime, I've noticed. But it doesn't happen on this show. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch.
We only have one media member. That's probably why.
Well, right, but it could happen with other people on the station or other people in the field or what have you. Yeah, you know, there's at least one former beat writer that I didn't get along with very well. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN
Vic
Beaverdale.
Vic, you were heard?
No, Vic and Vic, I got along fine.
Heard?
Got along
Oatsy?
Fine. No, I mean, we had our moments, but we got along great. I miss Oatsy. I love Oatsy.
Oatsy looks great. Oatsy's down a bunch of weight. He looks fantastic. Fresh, looks young. He looks great. So
did he grow back the Ron Jeremy mustache or no?
He did not.
Okay.
Did he hear about my experience with Madison weight loss and learn a thing or two?
Well, that's it works. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
We've done this every day.
Yes, Twitter.
Facebook.
No.
Still no?
No.
We're huge on Facebook.
We really haven't figured out the Twitter thing either. We've just kind of got a temporary solution. We got some like duct tape on it, but we got to figure that out.
And YouTube.
Yeah, two of them.
All right. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. As you saw, Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and I have a bone to pick with him, not about the video. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm great. So, Jesse, I think it's important for our fans to have clarity. And there was a poll posted yesterday by Jim, Matt, and Molly. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do.
So explain to people what the poll question was, and then explain your response, because I feel like someone who could play an entire inning at second base for the Madison Mallards, someone who walked in cold into Beaver Dam Lanes or whatever the bowling alley
Tower
is
Lanes
there.
In Beaver Tower Dam. Lanes. Great partner. Yeah.
and dropped a 223 on Walter Lukaczynski. I feel like you probably are an underrated athlete. And I also thought that Strolf was, and then I saw some of the video. But you, they pulled it, and they questioned who was the worst athlete among the producers. Is that slowed down?
No, that is real time. For those watching on the video stream, Alex Strolf running the cone drill.
Yep. And I don't.
We found someone pastier than you, too.
Yeah, both than me and Jesse.
Maybe if you would have went down and hung out with your family in Florida for a week, you maybe wouldn't be so pasty. But that's
fair.
Another story.
They didn't come back super tan.
Well, why would I hang out with my family? What are you talking about? On a beach?
I love
you. Or I'd read books?
What on earth
would I ever do that for? What are you, crazy?
You
must be insane.
How does someone who refuses to get his family a dog behave like a dog with a bone on certain topics that he just will not let go of? Explain that.
Because it's completely insane. That's why. Mildly insane, I wouldn't say anything. But it was that is like crazily insane. Anyway, Strophy, I give him credit. I don't know how many. He's got over 160,000 views on him shuffling.
Yeah, he brought this on himself.
It's the story of the day.
No, listen, he's an attention guy. He loves attention. He has gotten it.
Ooh.
And I think the interesting part of this, because Strolf is really good. Like, he does a great job on hosting the pregame. He has nuanced takes. I think he's a very good. He's a up and coming star at our station.
So for those of you are new to the program or don't listen to KBN or haven't watched Mr. Irrelevant, Alex Strolf, one of our young rising stars of ESPN Wisconsin, he hosts Green Bay Game Day before games. We now have video not only of him doing the three cone drill. He decided to do all of the combine workouts. He produces KBN. He does a ton of stuff. We do weekly Wildy together during the football season. He's a really talented cat. I can't believe.
No. He's a very verbally talented cat.
Well, I had heard stories that he played basketball at Denmark High School.
Way.
That he was a good soccer player.
No, there's no way.
He knew
there's no way.
His own limitations when he decided to do this, and he chose to do it anyway, and it has not reflected, I would say, in the best of light in his athletic abilities. Is that a fair description?
So, here's how I would look at this. You can look at it two ways. And I am not one of the media / analysts that say you have to have played to give good insights. I disagree with that. Now, there's certain things where I feel like my expertise is going to be a hell of a lot better than some other people's that haven't played. That's
no
just
doubt.
How I feel.
Totally agree.
That doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion and you can't do a great job driving a show, whatever. I don't know many athletes that are great show drivers. I haven't seen many. Even myself, when I have to host by myself, I don't like it.
Neither do the listeners.
Strolf. Just kidding. Strolf. I didn't catch that.
I said neither do the listeners. I just wanted to get a zinger in there. I'm sorry.
Listen, I've always said the show is much better when you're here. No shot at Jesse. Strophy has little to no athleticism about him. And he is still chosen to go down the path of being in athletics. That makes it really hard. That tells you how much he loves sports. And I think his perspective is going to be so much different because he is going to look at athletes and he will be in awe. I can't believe you ran a 5.5 40. Most guys are like, that's slow. Well, no, not in the Strolf world. You jumped 24 inches vertical?
I think 17.
That sucks in the sports world. But for Strophy, that's like, oh my God. So his perspective, while now I think some fans can look at it and say, why would I listen to someone that runs a three cone like that? And by the way, it is a fair criticism. If he's out criticizing someone's short end speed now, at Davante Adams or whatnot, just roll that video. But his love of sports, usually if someone is really bad at something, they're going to go in a different direction. Stroff has leaned into it and has made his career. Now, granted, it's talking and
but
maybe
it's about
coaching
sports.
Rather than about sports.
Yeah.
But that yesterday, none of us. Stroff's what, 24 years old?
Something
should
like
be
that.
In the peak,
mid-20s,
peak of his life athletically. I'm going to make a wager right now because the success of this, he has to do this every year now. This is going to be, I would bet, because he's going to be taking all the shrapnel. And by the way, deserve it. The video is what it is. He will next year be much better. He is going to go and work out. He's going to tone. He's going to get more athletic. Because he's still, this isn't, you know, a 48-year-old washed up, broken down former football player. This is someone should be in the prime of their life. And I'm guessing next year he is going to do this and it will be in a much better clip on everything that he's done. That would be my guess.
So two things, and then we'll get to Jair Alexander because that has really taken off that story and a few other things. But one, I am fascinated, and I am on KBN today. I'm a Monday-Thursday guy on their program. I am really curious. Strofe knew going in what he was capable of. Like, he knows himself. Now, I don't think he's deluded into thinking
think
that he's
a little delusional. He might
like
be
a Ben Brust athlete or a Brad Nortman athlete.
But Jesse Nelson, if you would have asked Strofe 2 days ago if he was a better athlete than Jesse Nelson, he would have laughed that you even asked him. And now, after watching that, Jesse should be laughing that he is. And
just like
Jesse,
Ben
I don't
is
know if you're up
at
for this.
You for beating you in bowling.
I would love for you to either go to the pack or somewhere, and I would love for you to do just the three cone. Now I'm asking you to do 40-yard dash.
Uh-oh.
I just want to post videos side by side of you against Strofe. I'd be more than happy to take the video and to send that over to Maddie. Just to see, I would venture. You get to pick two or three things. I don't think you should do vertical. I don't think that's going to be a great look for you. But I think the running, I think you will make Strofe. You will look like Carl Lewis in comparison to Strofe.
And then you'll sing the national anthem like
When we used to watch Survivor as a family, my dad would always point out that when someone started talking at tribal council when they didn't need to, that's when they would often say something dumb and get voted out. I feel like I need to take that kind of approach here. Like, why would I run and why would I go and do this right now? Everyone,
I choose not to run.
I have the victory already. I don't need to do this. Like, I'm good. Like,
Usher George would be right
himself.
Here. Yes,
like, so, I'm out. I'm good.
So you do not want to do that. Is that
I walked out. I tossed a 223 on Friday for charity. That was amazing. Wally had a great time. Strofe did this yesterday. I got people telling me I'm a great golfer compared to his video resurfaced when he swung and missed 12 times at University Ridge trying to hit a golf ball a couple of years ago with Matt Hamilton. Like,
you're definitely
I'm
a better
good.
Athlete.
Resurfaced.
No, there is nobody going to argue that. So you do not. You choose not to run. A la Jerry.
I choose not to run.
It's fair.
I was proud of that reference.
That.
All right, so that's one. Two, I think you worked with this guy maybe during your NFL career. Maybe you didn't. But Scotty Smith, who has Synergy Sports up here, does a great job of training athletes, right? Trained Bulaga, trained a bunch of NFL guys, trains the Wildy girls. Trains
I'm assuming
a lot
this guy must sell ice cream. Right,
he does have ice cream bars. I think they're protein
fortified. Okay, he better, because otherwise, you know, that goes against all rules.
I'm pretty sure you gave some advertising out the other day, unexpectedly, that took me by surprise.
The Prairie Athletic Club has been a great partner for years.
No, the other day, not just now. But be that as it may.
I don't recall.
I think we need to get Strofe some true training. Like, legitimate training, and see if there's a transformation that could occur here. Because as you pointed out,
Yeah, I mean, that is just, it's painful to watch.
You've played pickleball at what used to be the Grand Avenue Mall. Is that surface slippery? He looked like he was worried about
the surface.
Like footing.
The surface is fine. No, as I said yesterday when that came across our desk late in the show, he's shuffling like he's a 75-year-old man.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Listen, we all hope to get to that point. It looks like he should be shooting shuffleboard, like the with the big long stick where you fire those
Delboca
little
Vista.
Things.
Yeah,
that is what it looks like Schofield should be doing.
Yeah. Again, the question I have is: he knew what his physical limitations were going in. Why did he choose to do this?
He's an entertainer.
He knew that. The good of the station, for the good of the YouTube viewers, for the good of us to have something to talk about, he said, I am going to subject myself to ridicule and scorn. This turn right here. That right there. I don't get it. I just don't. I thought he was putting us on. And I've had multiple people say, no, that's really how he ran. Again, I respect that he did this. I love people that do it for the bit. God bless him for doing it, but it has not reflected well on his youthful exuberance and athleticism.
67% of fans, by the way, on the Jim, Matt, and Molly poll question, who's the least athletic producer at all of ESPN Wisconsin? And it was a two-horse race, which I didn't appreciate. I feel like we could have got some other nominations in the mix, but Strofe, 67%. Jesse Nelson, 33% is where that stands.
Don't you kind of want to prove the 33% wrong?
I feel
he's goading you.
I feel like I already have. I don't think I have anything left to prove.
Where do you think that poll would have been had it been taken 2 days ago?
Jesse, it would have been the other way.
It would have been the other way.
It would have been the other
way.
Because Strofe is skinny. Now, Jesse's skinny, too, now.
Thanks to Madison.
Thanks to Madison Weight Loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Madison Weight Loss. Great partner.
Great partner.
I don't know if they sell ice cream or not.
Fighting against the ice cream, it would appear.
I think they specifically do not sell ice cream.
So, you don't want to prove the 33% wrong.
Why? I have no reason to prove the 33% wrong. I have
the fact that 33% of people still, after watching that video, think you're less athletic.
Yeah, it's not very nice of them.
That would be troubling.
It's not very nice of them.
That would be troubling. Okay.
We saw the field goal kicking fiasco back in October.
Yeah, you blame the inflation of the ball.
Which, by the way, I was listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly were getting after me pretty good yesterday, so I did tune into the show to see what they were saying. Molly Brown joined the show. She returns to the show on Tuesday maternity leave. Very exciting. And she did also state that the ball was very overinflated at Titletown when we attempted those field goals, because she also tried kicking one, and she was 8 months pregnant. But she played,
and she still kicked it farther.
She did, and she also has a lot more soccer experience than I, and said that like she thinks she has the skill set, she would be able to at least get it pretty close, but the ball was too inflated. So we have a second opinion.
What was more inflated? What was more inflated, your ego or the football?
His ego was deflated after the football.
No, it got deflated.
Hey,
but
I'm sure we'll do another show at Titletown with Associated Bank, another great partner that doesn't sell ice cream. And I will bring a pump and a myriad of footballs. You can choose the football. You can inflate it yourself. And we'll give you a do-over if you run the three-cone drill at the Prairie Athletic.
Of course.
One thing that is undisputed is not who's the least athletic producer. It's not whether the football was overinflated at Titletown. One thing that is undeniably not open to debate is that
Jesse's trying to show his athleticism.
Oh yeah, he's
desperate. Going down Bernie's slide.
He wants. He kind of likes attention too, and I think he would like to get some attention.
Well, I don't know why he's not. I'm not sure why he wouldn't do this.
Fair point.
He's not going to look this bad. I've seen Jesse. Jesse's golf swing and golf.
Pickleball?
I've seen enough.
He's a great pickleball player. Ask him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what he told us. Yeah. That I'm not as certain about, but hopefully we'll have an opportunity to showcase that in a month or two. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. If that's the case, we will be able to see that. And then the three-cone drill. 6 years. We've been doing this show with Jesse now for about 6 years. It's about right. It's a long time. A lot of stuff happened in the course of those 6 years. Jesse's done the slide. He's missed kicks. Lord knows what else. You know what? You can go from changing diapers to dropping your kid off at school. You can get a bachelor's, master's, 6 years. Oh, my God. And it can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new pellet windows and doors of Wisconsin at 0% interest, 72 blanking months, 6 years of no interest financing. That is a deal. 10-year labor warranty, that's always included. Your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on March 8th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
All right, so Jesse does not want to run the three-cone drill, but we're going to convince him, so just bear with us. I don't want you...
Potential bullying.
No, we're going to convince him that for the good of the show, he should do it. We're not going to bully him.
Probably some bullying.
It's light
It'll
bullying.
Be a little bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a light bullying.
Mild bullying?
Slight bullying.
I think some colleges would qualify that as hazing.
No, not
dude,
hazing.
First of all, you're not new here. They only do that when you're new. We didn't do it 6 years ago. We're certainly not going to do it now. But I have something that I don't want you two knuckleheads to do. I reached out to a few current and former NFL general managers yesterday wanting to know. You're doing exactly what I don't want you to do.
Is John doing good?
To see what kind of return the Packers could get for Jair Alexander. What I don't want you to do.
Seattle would want him.
Is to
guess want him?
Who I might have reached out to. There were three of
How's
them.
How's Dorsey doing?
There
How's
were three
John doing?
Of them.
Doing all right?
I don't want you to play that game. I do want to tell you
I won't
the
play that.
Myriad of responses I got.
Where's Ron Wolf at these days?
No, it'd be Elliot.
He's in Florida. But. You guys are such jerks. Well, I wrote about it at channel3000.com. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we get to Jair Alexander and what unnamed, anonymous, current and former NFL executives might have said about his trade value, Ed, via Twitter, circling back to earlier in the week, he must be a podcast listener, wanted to make sure that we understood. He is a Purdue grad, West Lafayette, Indianapolis, South Bend, if you tuned in. Earlier in the week, Tausch, who went to Indianapolis but did not stay for the scouting combine, was flummoxed by the changes in time zones within the state. And at least according to Ed, they are on standard time year-round, so half the year they're on Eastern, half the time they're on Central. But you said that you left West Lafayette and you changed time zones within the state, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. That part, I understand just staying on the same time zone all the time. I don't understand the in-state changes while you're driving across Highway 70 or whatever that is. All right, so... In my correspondence with people who know more about trades than I do because they've executed them, I asked what the return would be in a Jair Alexander trade. One of them said, not good. To which I said, well, what do you mean? Like sixth round pick? Maybe not even that.
Hmm.
Now, a second person, I said, hey, this is what so-and-so said. What do you think? Oh, I think they would get more. I think he can still play. So that was opinion number three, or two.
Opinion number three was, I would ask for a third and then settle for a fourth or a fifth. Of those three opinions, which one closely matches yours best? And knowing that Goody wants extra picks, knowing that you can get, say, for a fifth-round pick, a Corey Linsley, a Micah Hyde, that for a fifth-round pick you can get a Dontavion Wicks, that for a fourth-round pick you can get a Zach Tom or a Romeo Dobbs or a TJ Lang or a Josh Sitton or a Mike Daniels. Are you willing? How low will you go before you say it's not worth it? We'll just keep him and cross our fingers and hope. But I don't think they can do that either, because I think they're going to want to get his contract number down. Where do you stand on this?
I think if you can trade him for something with some conditions is where I think this thing ends up going. And whether
where does
that
it start?
Starts as a sixth, and if it gets down to he plays a certain amount of snaps, you can get it all the way up to a third. If they win a Super Bowl with him and he starts, that's great. If you end up getting a fourth or a fifth out of this, and I know, you know, other folks on Twitter have said, well, you know, Stephon Gilmore got this, and what's-his-face, Lattimore got a bunch of stuff with Washington, gave up a bunch to New Orleans. All true. Just different scenario here. And it's more when there's some desperation and you get in the middle of the season and you feel like you're a championship team. The offseason's a little bit different. There's more options. There's more things on the horizon. So you could sit and wait. It's not what Green Bay is going to do. And I think if they get something with a baseline where they're getting a pick and then there's some conditions, then you wouldn't get the pick until next year. And that's that trade-off you have to have.
True.
I think if you get a fifth or a sixth, if you get a fifth, anything above a fifth, Goody bludgeon somebody. If you get a fifth, I think that's about where if you feel like Jair can play and you can get a new deal done with him, it's worth the risk on your end. And I think from Green Bay, you feel like we're getting another pick. Hopefully we can turn that pick into another Linsley, Sitton, TJ type deal. And if you get that, you feel pretty good about it. But the big thing is you're moving on. And I think even though yesterday I still am sitting here saying, just remember, not saying Jair's back, just remember there's all these other things. But I just think, and it's not bad blood, I think there's just, it's time. I think there's time where it's better for all parties to try and figure that piece out, and that's why I think he'll be gone, and I think it'll be, you know, if you get anywhere in a mid-round, I think you'd feel pretty good about it from Green Bay's standpoint.
All right, so I agree with everything you said there. Now, the follow-up question, though, is this. It only takes one team, and that's what I wrote in my story at channel3000.com, right? It only takes one team that is desperate enough at the position and has the extra trade capital and is willing to take the risk to get something good for him. There's 31 other teams. Somebody might feel that way. I mentioned Carolina because he's from Charlotte originally. Maybe they, you know, maybe they need a corner. Maybe that works out.
He was a captain there.
Well, yes, self-appointed. But as one of the executives said, he's a weird dude. How much does that weigh if you are the GM of not the Packers, but of one of the other teams that is interested? And does that make you want to try and drive the price tag for compensation down because it gives you pause because you don't know who the guy is that you're going to get? You're going to get the guy that was a second team All-Pro in 2020 and 2022? Or are you going to get the guy where there were people in his own building wondering if he could have been playing at some point last year and wasn't?
I don't think the price tag is going to get to the point where you have to drive it down. Do I feel like there's going to be five teams clamoring? I know there's reports that all these teams wanted to get in the mix. I don't know what sourcing that is. I don't know how accurate it is. It could just be people throwing balloons up. The bottom line is, if there's somebody that wants to go get Jair, they can go get him. And from Green Bay's standpoint, you hope there are two or three teams. But this idea, well, we're gonna throw out a smear campaign to get it. You don't need to do that because he hasn't played. He hasn't been consistent enough. So you either say, I believe he can still play and I want him on our team. Go give up. I would bet right now if you went to Goody down in Indy and said, we'll give you a fourth for him, that paperwork would be dip, and boom.
Right. You're right.
Now, you're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to obviously give up the least amount you can. And I think that that's what's going to end up happening. There'll be a few teams that will be willing to take a flyer on Jair, but this concept of he's a number one corner, we're going to have to pay him this, and there's going to be all this extra Lattimore-type comp, I don't see it. That doesn't mean there can't be one crazy team. I mean, who would have thought Luka Doncic would get traded?
Correct.
At this point, every time you think something, just say Doncic. And when you say that, you're like, well, crazy stuff happens. And maybe you call somebody and say, hey, we want a first for Jair. And they'll say, okay, yeah, Doncic. Oh, second-round pick? Yep. Doncic, and that's what you do. Don't think there's going to be a Doncic out there, but I don't think the Lakers thought there'd be a Doncic out there. And there's a Doncic in L.A.
They did apparently ask for Giannis, so they started with their high asking price as well.
They settled for Doncic.
So, last thing, because there was apparently a, we can get into this later, a confrontation at the Starbucks in the JW Marriott in Indianapolis between Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz. Jordan Schultz works for Fox. Ian Rappaport works for the NFL Network. And it was regarding this, Tom Brady went out, I don't know, golfing or skiing or something with Matthew Stafford in Montana. And there's reasonable question as to whether or not that is tampering because he's a minority owner in the Raiders, and there's talk of the Rams potentially trading Matthew Stafford. And then in what surely felt like a walk that back to try and protect Tom Brady, I'm guessing maybe Don Yee was involved, it was a chance meeting. It was not, you know, whatever. And so apparently Jordan Schultz, who I don't know if he's a good guy, bad guy, whatever, but apparently there was a confrontation there about the way the response to his story was framed. In the case of Jair's story coming out yesterday, in fact, a subsequent tweet from Ian Rappaport that said that he has a very tradable contract. We know how the game is played, right? Agents use, you know, the exchange of information as part of the transaction. Obviously, even though Goody flat out said, and I use the quote in my story at channel3000.com, that he doesn't give permission to players, agents to seek trades, he acknowledged that agents do it anyway. So the fact that this came from what appears to be the agent's end, Tausch, and that he's trying to drum up interest, does that tell you anything?
You're talking about Jair? Or are you talking about Stafford? Or are you talking?
I'm talking about Jair. I'm using the.
Okay. I thought you were talking about coffee and. Yes, Jair just wants out, and I think, from his perspective, I think the best thing to be is just to get cut. I want to be traded to this spot. He wants to get cut, and then he could pick where he goes.
Right.
And he can pick the structure of what it looks like. There's not any more guarantees on his contract. So if I'm him, I look at this and say, you know what? My time has come. I am not going to, you know, if you really want to play hardball, and I don't think Jair is in this spot, you say, I'm not reporting anywhere. Like Gronk. Gronk was traded to the Detroit Lions and said, no, I'm not going there. No.
And we agree that this is what Jair wants. He does not.
Like, Jair wants a clean break. He is not interested in
100%.
Green Bay controlling where he goes. Why on earth would he want that? He didn't want to go. Maybe he wants to go to Carolina. He can be a captain. He wants to be able to dictate where he goes and what that contract might look like. And from Green Bay's standpoint, somebody texted me this morning. the best reason to trade him,
John Schneider.
Even if you don't get anything, you get a seventh. The best way, because then you keep him out. You keep him away.
Correct.
From the Vikings, Detroit.
Correct.
So maybe there's a point where it's, and that's why I brought that up yesterday, because it's, well, Detroit to me would make a lot of sense. A really good team. You want to find a motivating factor for Jair. There would be nothing more motivating. He's probably very, very, very frustrated about how his tenure in Green Bay ended. So from the Packers' standpoint, I don't think they feel that Jair is great enough that it's going to be some big pendulum swing whether he goes. But I think in a perfect world, they'll say, you know what, let's send him off to Siberia, a.k.a. Tennessee, or the Raiders. Somewhere where we're not going to see him. It's not as cold. Obviously, Siberia is a lot colder than Vegas / Nashville.
Indeed.
But it's not about the temperature. It's about how the team is and how much of an impact it will have on your bottom line. And if you send Jair there, it will be, we don't even know what he's doing. If he's in Minneapolis or he's in Detroit, all of a sudden that's going to, you're going to get those coals heated up, and it might be worth it from Green Bay standpoint. Listen, oh boy, I don't know who Tennessee's GM is. Hey, oh boy, give us a seventh. Jair's down for you. You figure it out. And that might be good enough just to control where he goes. I just don't feel like he's at that point where people are going to be that concerned about what he ends up doing.
Yeah, and while I agree with you on the idea of having conditions so it can go up, you kind of answered your own question, too, of that means it's got to be a 2026 pick. And Goody was very clear that he wants more picks in this draft. So I would think that that would be a motivator for him as well. All right, we'll shift gears away from Jair. Want to remind you, though, that good days start with a great night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress from Steinhoffels. Tempur-Pedics support the body like no other mattress, making aches and pains a thing of the past. Queen Tempur-Pedic mattresses start at just $52 per month when you use Steinhoffel's special 60-month financing. Plus, you'll get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. Isn't it time that you got a great night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic? Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Baseball season is heating up.
Fly ball, center field. This is deep. Outman back at the track. Bye-bye, baseball!
Get ready for the return of Brewers baseball on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm not afraid of getting older. I won't less a day from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder. I'm one less day.
Jesse, how is this conversation playing out on the Carbless talking text line?
We talking the Jair conversation, or are we talking the Strofe combine conversation?
Oh, you just want an opportunity to run down someone else.
Well, I
so disappointed.
It is. It makes me feel good. Don in Mayville texted this, and I flashed this up here a moment ago in the last segment.
And we ignored it. Yeah.
Something for Jair is better than nothing you'll get if you just cut him.
Yeah, and Tausch made the more important point beyond that, which is, it allows you to control where he goes to some degree, as opposed to allowing him to sign with the Lions, and then he plays all 17 games and regains his all-pro form and picks off Jordan Love in a playoff game. Whether or not he's still capable of that, I don't know.
What do you think the odds are of that?
I don't know. The guy's just turned 28. Like, it's not like he's washed, but he takes managing, clearly.
We've seen guys bounce back. We've seen things change. Jair's talent is obvious to everybody. But the thing that I'm nervous about, or if I was picking up Jair, would be, has he been the same player since that fateful day where he brought the wood against whatever his name was from
Najee Harris,
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are you paying him to tackle, or are you paying him to cover?
He has not been the same player since then. What?
Are you paying him to tackle, or are you paying him to cover? Because here's the thing. In fairness to him, and you would agree with this, before that fateful day, he was a willing able and frankly tenacious tackler.
Dog.
But that there's plenty of corners in the league that don't really tackle, that cover really
but
well.
That was part of his deal though.
But it's not like he can't be physical with receivers at the line of scrimmage. Doesn't mean he can't be physical jockeying for the ball. He just doesn't tackle the way he did before that injury. I agree with you. But, again, if he's healthy and happy, he turned 28 on Super Bowl Sunday. So it's not like he's going to turn 29 in a month. Like, he is still young enough. There could be plenty of good football left in him, and that would be if you are in the Packers fan base that's like, look, if we're not going to get much for him, let's just keep him. I don't see that happening. I could be wrong, but I have a hard time imagining him in a Packers uniform next year.
It certainly doesn't feel that way, but again, as I said yesterday, certainly felt like Aaron Jones was going to be the running back for the G&G last year, and that, of course, didn't happen. So there's a few differences. Jair, he still can play. This is a position of need. I don't know if you'll be able to go find a Josh Jacobs to replace Jair, but it just feels like this the ball is too far, or the rock is too far down the road, however you want to put it, and it's time to move along. So now it comes down to, where do you want to put him? Where do you want to not have him go? And it's almost you're playing more defense than offense. And maybe I'm misreading the market.
No, you're not. I would push back on you.
But we don't know.
I would push back on you on, we thought Aaron Jones was going to be a Packer. Yeah. How many times has it gone the other way? Like, you just cited one. Devontae's another, where you thought a guy was going to be back, and then he wasn't. And he talked like a guy would be back, and he wasn't. How many times has he talked about a guy with the we'll see, and we're not really sure, and we got to work through that, and the guy ended up coming back? I don't know if there's any examples of that.
Very low amount, yeah.
Jesse, you got another text or two before we move on?
I do. I want to point out that Sean sent this all by himself. We are not manufacturing any of the conversation. Who is the more complicated fella, Aaron Rodgers or Jair Alexander? Sean in Sun Prairie.
Great question.
Asks us.
Great question. Jason?
Sean, we appreciate your question. It's a really good question.
He's a complicated fella.
Oh, the answer is Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but I would say this. The point of the question, and I'm not answering it, but the point of the question is that there's more
did.
Than...
By the way, you just did. You agreed with me.
I did, but I didn't answer. You answered it, and I agreed. Circle gets the square. The point of that question is there's more to it than just can the guy play football or not. Right? I mean, are you willing to take on the other stuff that comes with that player? Whoever
it
is.
I'll say this.
Say this.
When you start saying that's the point, that means you're not as good a player as you were. Because in the grand scheme of things, guys will put up with a lot. Mm-hmm. If you a dog, if this was 3 years ago, there ain't any, he's complicated. Yeah, we'll deal with it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like Charles Woodson when he came, his first year it was a mess.
Yep.
Then it was the next couple years, it was let Charles do his thing. Charles is going to show up, he's going to ball on Sunday. We're good. We're good. And Charles is nowhere near where Jair has been at. And, there was obviously a lot of stuff. But if you are a dog and you're a great player.
Talent outs.
All of this other stuff is completely moot.
You're right.
Unless it's criminal, you're going to be able to. That's just how this works. And you manage that the best you can. But you want the performance. Jair is not at the point where the performance is there. A, because he's not out there consistently enough. But let's not say, this is it. That is an excuse to say a deuce is B, more so than anything else.
Fair. It's very fair. All right, one more. Yeah.
Mark in a truck comes in pretty hot here. Jair is a cancer to the team. Try to get a box of Quick Trip banana dunkers for him in a trade, and that'd be great.
Ooh, the banana dunkers are good. I still like the chocolate and just the regular old dunkers better, but I am a fan of the banana dunker.
quick
Pink
power
lemonade
ranking.
Was unexpected.
Quick power ranking of the dunkers. Go.
Ooh.
Blueberry number one.
Blueberry's
no, it's
one.
In my, no, not mine.
It's in the top five.
Cherries two.
Cherry is very good. No. Cherries two. I think the original, like the vanilla, is number three. Love a good vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah, the banana's not my top three.
I haven't had the banana yet.
Nope.
Yep.
Not my top three.
Yep.
Chocolate. Chocolate's good.
Number five, cherry. Number four, blueberry. Number three, banana. Number two, vanilla. Number one, chocolate.
So we
fair.
Said,
it's just chocolate. Chocolate's gonna always be
pink lemonade was weird. It took I was not pink lemonade. It was not what I expected.
Okay,
it was a summery flavor, but I'm sticking. Chocolate is. I'm telling you that I don't even like most chocolatey things, but that a chocolate dunker is number one for me.
So are we saying no to
tell
the banana dunkers for Jair? Or are we going like we need the blueberry ones?
No, I want blueberry.
Yeah,
I like those mini tacos. Blueberry. I like the mini tacos.
Mozzie sticks. Give me some mozzie sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Quick Trip makes a heck of a mozzie stick. Yeah, I don't know. I think the chocolate, to me, this might sound crazy, and obviously I'm a heavier set.
Probably is.
Uh-huh. Chocolate needs to be in bar form, and you need to be able to crack it off. I am not interested in chocolate muffins, chocolate ice cream. It has to be in bar form. Preferably with an almond or some type of nut. Outside of that, I'm not a monster chocolate fan.
And that's my
and by the
point
way,
about
my cocoa
the
guy, cocoa prices leveled out. They leveled out. Now, there's other issues coming into play, but the price of cocoa, pretty level.
So, does that mean you had a gig? You got a Coco Chad situation on your hands here, or your information was not reliable?
This guy's actually... No. He predicted the spike, and it happened. Now, I have not asked him in a while.
Do you
he
have
didn't
an egg
love
guy?
The fact that
you got an egg guy.
He didn't
an
love the
guy.
Fact. He didn't love the fact that I brought it up, and so I'm not mentioning names. He didn't mention anything,
Bartsky.
But I haven't talked to him in a while
Bartsky.
About it. I talked to him today about it, and he said it's leveled off and it's not bad. So,
just to your point, I tend to agree with you. I don't like chocolate ice cream and other things. That underscores how much I love the chocolate dunker is that I'm not a chocolate guy and it's that good. So,
like a muffin?
No,
if you're having
no.
a muffin,
I, don't
I want it to be
muffin.
Vanilla or lighter. I don't like chocolate, but if you throw a chocolate chip in there, I'm okay.
Chocolate
but
cake?
The idea of not definitely lower on my power rank.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I love chocolate, everything.
I want to see how agile you are compared to Strofe, because our Quick Trip read is scheduled later in the program. But do you have the three-cone drill agility to shift gears and talk
I
about
do.
Quick Trip?
Life's busy. Quick Trip gets it, whether you're craving that fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, chocolate dunker, blueberry dunker, whatever kind of dunker, quick grab-and-go meal. Quick Trip is your go-to. Food is here. Quick Trip has a variety of apps and meals. You just heard us talk about those beautiful mozzie sticks. They got Don's Pizzas, 4 for $10, $3.99 each. But wait, there's more. Of course, there's always more. Hot dog or hamburger buns for 99 cents a package? What? Nature's Touch Milk for $2.99? Huh? Urge Chips and Popcorn, 2 for $3.50? What?
What?
How about soup? Warm up with soup bags on sale. $6.99 every Tuesday, and I can't get through talking about Quick Trip without mentioning that chicken. Oh, you know that's right. Roasted whole chicken on special, $6.99 on Mondays. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner on the go, Quick Trip is the ultimate destination. Fuel your day with quality taste. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all Quick Trip has to offer. Quick rewards on every visit. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. I'm going to say something. What I wish Quick Trip would do, and I don't love giving advice to partners, but what I want to do.
Especially in the middle of the reads.
Okay. Reserve car wash spot times. Fast pass. Because they've been so busy. I went and fueled up the other day. Put in. And normally it's kind of annoying. I'm not a big fan of, Oh, do you want a car wash? If I want a car wash, I'll do it. But it always comes up on the screen. So I hit the button to get a car wash. Didn't go look at the line. Everybody wants that car wash.
Problem. That's your problem.
It's that time of year.
Have some awareness.
I'm not arguing.
Bring your own car wash awareness.
Early morning car wash.
Is there any way we could get like a fast pass, quick trip car wash?
Just for you.
In these March and April days.
Would you pay extra for it?
You would. Absolutely.
They would have They would have to redesign their entire lines to pull into the car wash to have a fast pass.
But Tausch is inconvenienced, so let's do it.
No, you could do like a
have them back in
from the
front.
I asked if there was a way. I'm not saying there was or not. All I'm saying is it's great. You have the car wash, and it was just Jimmy Jam because everybody wants to get. By the way, Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for finishing that.
Well, you guys stop interrupting me. Maybe I'd be able to finish it earlier, but that's another conversation.
If this partnership continues, which has been a great partnership, it would appear your hope is that the Sun Prairie Quick Trip has an old T lane.
This was not a Sun Prairie Quick Trip.
Oh, there's so many of them. They can't build old T lanes at every single one of their car washes. More Wilde and Tausch. Straight ahead. Stick around.
We're on the Badgers.
Who would have thought after two seasons?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That Greg Gard would have less of a hot seat than Luke Fickell.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Get to the 10 o'clock hour. Do you think we've successfully bowed the Jair Alexander conversation, or did you want to put a bow on it? I know you love a good bow.
Yeah,
how soon does this happen?
I think the parameters are in place. When does the combine end? It's Monday.
Tuesday, maybe later, actually.
I would say you'll start hearing some leakage. You'll hear a little leakage probably from Starbucks Kid and the other one, Rap Sheet or whoever, Shefty.
Starbucks Kid.
And I would guess you'll hear some leakage probably by the end of the combine, and it should get wrapped up. I think Green Bay, hopefully you'll get a fifth or a sixth. I'd feel pretty good about that if that's where we're at.
Yeah. That would put a bow on it for sure.
Yep.
Well, we literally were trying to bow it.
No, I'm bowed up. I'm totally on board with your bowing. Totally on board.
Meanwhile, Matt and West Bend.
So, do you, as the story guy, not the fan guy, you hoping he goes to Minnesota or Detroit?
Yeah.
Aw, yeah.
Okay. You knew the answer to that question. Or the Bears. I'll even settle for the Bears. Matt and West Bend, how about a Willy Wonka-style golden car wash ticket in the Dunkers boxes? I just don't understand how logistically you cut into line.
How do the people know that are in front of you that you have a golden ticket?
Well, you got to show it off like Wayne and Garth with their backstage
pass. But then people got to back out.
Correct. This is the problem with your idea.
It'll be tough.
It's born of your feeling inconvenienced.
Either that or they build a separate standalone golden car wash that is only available to the VIPs.
That won't be economically feasible. So maybe there's something where you just get somebody out there with a pressure washer. Jason, you love pressure washing.
It's
your hobby.
It's one of my hobbies.
Why don't you sign up to go to one of those Quick Trips, get out there with a pressure washer, and start washing cars? Hey, Jesse's got a wash brush car in his banana hammock yet, so you two could go do like a car wash for charity.
Can we not do that imagery? Is that even necessary?
It's not even
what I agreed to. That's what's supposed to have happened.
Meanwhile, on the mean streets of X,
oh boy,
Adam Schefter posting head on a swivel as he goes to the Starbucks.
in Indianapolis.
That's fun. That's fun.
Sounds to me like Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport need to sit down at the hotel bar instead of the Starbucks and just have a Coors Light and hash some things out.
And that's a good idea.
Chill.
Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Beautiful out. Well, this morning it is gorgeous. Going to be 50-plus degrees again today. So now we got to get back. Make sure that those mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans are blue. Make sure it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Don't be throwing fists with other NFL insiders. Choose to chill. Choose Coors Light.
We'll kick
Celebrate
off the
responsibly. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
And we'll see you next time. See, this is why endpoints on these are valuable. And you kind of, I don't know if you forgot the endpoint of that
one. That wasn't my best.
He keeps doing 90% of reads. It was
one of my better reads, but not one of my better endings.
You know what they need to do? Yeah. They need to have a golden ticket for car washes. We need to get to the 10 o'clock hour. And what I want to get to is something that I believe you two touched on Friday, which is almost a full week ago now, about the Packers rookie class and a piece that our friend Rob Domofsky did. Then we'll play double trivia. We got to do it today and tomorrow because we didn't play yesterday. So we'll do that during the 10 o'clock hour, and the 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.